It's a truism that people who think of Pakistan think that when there's a crisis, that the response may be a military takeover. And indeed, in 1999, when Nawaz Sharif, the previous prime minister, was in power, that's what happened. That's not going to happen this time. I don't think there's a concern that the military will take over, or in fact, that the government will be unable to govern. The problem we have is that Nawaz Sharif was evicted from power by a judicial committee who found that under Article 62 of the Pakistani Constitution that he was untruthful, that he was not deserving of being prime minister. He was not found as such to be corrupt. But underneath this is the issue of corruption. And I think this is a question which, in a broader sense, still needs to be addressed in Pakistan. But whether or not in the short run this government's going to fall, or whether there's going to be a problem, it's unlikely. Now, as for Pakistan's relations with its neighbors, both those nearby, like India and Afghanistan, or those neighbors who are far away, like the United States, it's a different issue. This scandal has confirmed some of the senses, the prejudices, the feelings that countries like India, countries like Afghanistan close by, or the United States have about Pakistan, that it's a difficult country to govern, and that in many ways it's not fully democratic. That's at least what the perception is. Whether or not that's going to have an impact on the big issues of the day, the issues of nuclear proliferation, the issues of the security of Kashmir, the issues of what will happen with jihadis in Afghanistan, or economic issues, I don't believe so. I believe that the underlying issues in Pakistan, which are very real, haven't been touched, and that in the follow-up to this crisis, which will probably lead to a continuation of so-called PMLN rule under the brother of Nawaz Sharif, Shahbaz Sharif, we're not going to see a lot of big changes. It does highlight that Pakistan has problems with its neighbors and problems at home, but it's not going to address them.